course, as you know, we did a presentation a week ago. And we said at that time that that was preliminary, that we wanted to get the committee back together to look at some actual students in seats to see what that did to the numbers. Why we have a revised recommendation. The student enrollment projections reported by the MAPS by the demographer are based on grades 9 through 12 geocoded students. Now, what that means, geocoded, they're living there. They are living in those planning units. Doesn't mean that they necessarily go to Bryan ISD schools. And so we had to take a look at that and say, well, how many are we getting out of each of these planning units in the schools to actually see how many students are in seats, which makes a big difference in the numbers.
So just for clarification, Mr. Crowe, if you would, so if a student, let's just say, lives in one of those geocoded areas, but they go to Allen Academy, they're still in that?
They're still in that geocoded number. Of course, the geocoded students also include a student who might be going and live in Bryan High School zone and going to Rutter.
Correct.
But it's their households, and they live in those households. So due to the fact that BISD is going to currently allow grades 9 through 11 to remain at the campus where they're currently attending rather than making them move just because a zone planning unit moves, that changed the projections as well. Because again, when we looked at geocoded, we moved those students 9 through 11, where 9 through 11 is going to be allowed to stay where they are. If they're at Bryan High School currently, even if their planning unit moves to Rutter, they will be allowed to remain at Bryan High School. They have the choice to go to Rutter, you know, if their planning unit moves, but they're being allowed to stay at Bryan High School.
And Mr. Crowe, let me just once again clarify that, because I've had several employees, several community members keep asking the question, well, that means that my child is going to Rutter, who's zoned to Bryan, will have to move, or my ninth grade child or 10th grade child who is at Bryan, but we're in the Rutter zone. And I said, no. That's something that we need to make very, very clear as a board, as a community, from the media, that those students who are in currently 9th, 10th, and 11th grade, if they're in a different attendance zone, like Rutter zone, but they're going to Bryan High School, they can continue.
Yes.
And if they're in Bryan's and they're supposed to go to Rutter, it's the same thing.
Yes.
We're not going to change the rules midstream. That's not fair.
That's right.
And so that's something that just keeps coming over and over. I've been to different events and people keep asking. It's just the ninth graders coming in.
Eighth grade coming in ninth grade
who will be required to go because it's not fair.
Right.
And then we talked about our transfer issues. If you have a sibling.
Right.
That type of thing. If you have a current 12th grade student, for instance, and then you have a 9th grade sibling coming in, then we're going to let you go to both schools.
Yeah, if they're
coded, like for instance, if they're going to Bryan High School, but they're coded at Rutter, then that child can still go with a sibling. We're not going to make parents travel to two different sections of town to drop their children off. I mean, that's not good.
But they have to have a sibling.
But they have to have a sibling
currently
at
there.
That school.
If just because somebody graduated from Bryan High School already and it's younger sibling, no, they still go to Rutter.
So I want to make that. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's a good point to make.
Question that people continually seem to be asking is, but why do I have to move in the middle of my 10th grade year? You don't.
Yeah.
You can if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coded, if you're zoned to Rutter, going to Bryan, and you're a 10th grader, and you want to go where you're zoned, go where you're zoned. But we're not going to make you uproot and leave your friends, the teachers, the relationships. We're not making you do that.
Last two districts I've been in, when we did this, it was surprising that the older sibling, let's say, goes to Bryan High School, and their zone gets moved to Rutter, and there's a younger one who's a ninth grade. You'll be surprised there will be a number of those younger ones who want to go to the new school, to Rutter, the different school, because all their neighbors are going, all their friends around them are going. So some mom and dads will be going to two schools because the child says, no, I want to go with my friends.
But that's a parent choice. Zone.
But that's a parent and that's child choice, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, Bryan ISD is not making them move. The estimated actual enrollment appeared too close to the current 4A cutoff, and that's at both ends. Bryan High School appeared too close. It's the new 5A. At the top end, Rutter was kind of close at the bottom end. And so at both ends, the cut of the enrollments appeared to be very close at both ends. To give you some numbers, the estimated actual enrollments at Bryan High School, if you look on the left, that's what we presented previously. Came out in 13-14, which is when the realignment will take place. At that time, there's 2,051 students projected by progressing the students 9th to 10th, 10th to 11th, 11th to 12th. We went in and progressed them and then brought the 8th graders in that were zoned. And so, and then took out the MC Harris and the Bryan Collegiate students out and came out 2,051. Under the new projections, one that we're recommending now, there's about 49 fewer students. And you say, well, that doesn't make a big difference. It can make a huge difference when you start looking at the UIL alignments. And so it took about 49 more students out. If you look, 590 eighth graders coming in, down to 541. We left the other numbers the same because, again, they're allowed to stay at the school they're at. Does that make sense? The other numbers remain the same, but it changed those ninth graders that were eighth graders coming into ninth grade. And at Rudder, what you'll see is the same 49 difference right here. 49 more ninth graders, eighth graders going to ninth grade, going into Rudder. Okay? So it ended up about 1349 for the 13-14 school year. Things to remember are that the actual enrollment projections already have, and I pointed that out, Bryan Collegiate enrollment adjusted out for the 10th through the 12th grades. Mary Catherine Harris Alternative School is planned for expansion, resulting in more transfers from both Bryan High School and Rudder to the Mary Catherine Harris campus. And then as current 9th through 11th graders cycle out, the demographic estimates, the geocoded, will get closer and closer because you'll be taking those students out who are attending a different school, and then those numbers will become much more accurate over a three-year period as those are phased out. What are the results of this new recommendation? Bryan High School has a little more room based on an estimated enrollment to the cutoff for the new 5A. In other words, they'll more likely remain at 5A, which is the old 4A. That's going to be so confusing until it finally happens. And then Rudder, which was originally smaller and could have had the potential to remain at 4A, which is the old 3A, they'll go up to 5A.
Let me interject something real quick. A lot of this zoning process, what you've heard, is that many, many people keep talking about Bryan High School. Well, how does this affect Bryan? How does this affect Bryan? How does it affect Bryan? But we also have Rudder. Okay, and so I want to talk to you, and Mr. Edge from the committee can interject, but it's one of those situations where Rudder's numbers are so low that if we weren't careful, even though we continually focused on Bryan, everybody's been focused on Bryan High School, well, you've got to look at Rudder's numbers as well. And Tom has, and Mr. Crow has alluded to that, but if we're not careful, we're going to be in the same scenario where Bryan High School moves down. And so does Rudder High School move down. We've got to give the purpose is to take some off of Bryan High School and add some to Rudder. And so the focus has really been on how does this affect Bryan High School. Well, if we weren't careful, it was still going to affect the district in the same exact way if we didn't look at the numbers given to transfer them over the zones over to Rudder High School as well. And I know you said that.
Yeah.
I just want to reiterate that just one more time.
Not a problem. And just as we showed those students that are phasing out of Bryan High School in 10, 11, 12 as the three-year period, Rudder will increase in enrollment over those periods because all those kids, you know, the future kids will come into Rudder, so it will help there as well. Based on actual enrollment projections for the fall of 2013, the committee feels that the new recommendation will more likely have both of them in the same UIL classification. What are the changes? In addition to the areas that we recommended previously, we left those. Then we took two planning units from the downtown area and put them at Rudder, and two from the far east side and put them at Rudder. It'll decrease the estimated projected enrollment at Bryan by 4950 students, and it'll increase it at Rudder by 50 students. And I'll show you the map. Okay. What we added, go out 1179 out here on the east side to
Steep Hollow.
Thank you. And follow Steep Hollow. We added this section right out here. It was not a previously the line, the one we showed last week had that line right there, which was the old line, original. We added these two planning units here. And then downtown, we added two. If you take William J. Bryant to
Haswell,
I always forget that name. William J. Bryant to Haswell, go down to 25th, cut over, and then cut back up to William J. Bryant. We took two planning units downtown, right down in this area right here.
I can't see it.
I was
25th and then end up the 28th.
Actually, the part that we are, where we are now.
Yeah, this area.
From the Bryant to the Rudder zone.
Yeah, it's right around this area right here that would go from Bryant to Rudder, the downtown part. What are the advantages? Both more likely to be classified 5A. With both being 5A and along with Consolidated's, probably going to be, their two schools will be 5A. You'll be able to have a lot more influence in the district right here in this area. Less travel, we talked about all of that, if they're all in the same district. Both high schools will have diversity, and it actually brought them a little closer together on the diversity with this scenario. And then, of course, it allows for growth at both high schools. They both have the opportunity to grow. And that is our recommendation.
Thank you.